Welcome to What the Field audio articles. Explore knowledge in a new way as we transform written words into spoken stories. Let's dive in. Today, we answer the question, what is regenerative agriculture and how does it coexist with organic certification? At Crowdfarming, we mainly have organic farmers. And ever since we started, we decided to also integrate farmers converting to organic, as we know how difficult the transition process can be. We stand firm in our position in defence of organic farming, but we also want to be part of a movement that is becoming more and more relevant in Europe and worldwide, namely regenerative agriculture. However, this sometimes creates tensions for us, and many internal debates. In this article, we share with you our views. Is organic farming not enough? If we refer to the EU Council regulation of June 2007 on organic production and labelling of organic products, we find objectives very similar to those described today for regenerative agriculture. To ensure a viable system of farm management that respects natural systems and cycles, and preserves and improves the health of soil, water, plants and animals and the balance between them, and contributes to achieving a high degree of biodiversity in addition to high quality products. However, as a certification was created for a European level, the regulations had to be adapted to a wide variety of contexts. The current regulation of organic farming is mainly based, although it includes other premises, on limiting the use of artificial fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides, which means that organic farmers must adopt different methods to maintain soil fertility and the health of animals and plants, such as the cultivation of nitrogen-fixing plants and other green fertilizer crops to restore soil fertility. In conclusion, organic farming is, in its essence, very close to regenerative agriculture. Organic certification is based on a list of permitted and prohibited techniques, which undoubtedly play a fundamental role in protecting the environment from the more damaging techniques of the conventional system. However, as the results are not measured in the environment, a certified organic farmer may not be regenerating his ecosystem. Is there a certification for regenerative agriculture? There is no unified definition of regenerative agriculture. Nor is there a certification at a European level, which means there are thousands of them. Today, anyone can claim to be regenerative, and this leaves the door wide open to cunning and slippery greenwashing techniques. It's a danger to those who are doing it right, and it's a danger to consumer trust. At Crowdfarming, we believe that a new regenerative certification would lead to exactly the same results as where we are today with the organic certification. After the titanic effort that has been made to push organic farming, which today accounts for only 9.9% of the land dedicated to agriculture in Europe, it would be a drama to create two certifications which, in their essence, seek the same thing, to compete. What's our proposal then? Data, data, and more data. If there is one thing missing in organic certifications, it's a focus on context and assessment of results. If we're saying that regenerative agriculture is contextual and regenerates its environment, it cannot be marked by the auditing of a series of practices, which for one farmer can have excellent results and for another mean bankruptcy. Therefore, the only way to call yourself a regenerative farmer is to prove that you're regenerating the soil, the biodiversity, and the environment in which you operate. So, what do we ask of the European authorities? First of all, experts on the ground and access to training. There's enough online documentation on what regenerative agriculture is. There are plenty of webinars and courses on the subject. However, there is a lack of experts who know about specific crops and local conditions to build farmers' confidence and to accompany them. There's a lack of model farms for different types of farming. If we were to decide on some kind of European certification, it could be EU-certified trainers and advisors. Secondly, we would ask for a scalable measurement framework. This entails adopting a framework that doesn't rely on expensive studies, ensuring that the regenerative stamp isn't exclusive to large producers. A framework that steers us towards the key factors crucial for the path to regeneration and provides guidance based on specific contexts such as geographical location, soil type, rainfall, and water availability. At Crowdfarming, we've taken baseline measurements from farmers who, accompanied by experts, have started on the road to regeneration. You'll find them under the label In Regeneration. We will make these results public, as well as the evolution of these results from year to year. Thirdly, we would ask for grants that are awarded in line with a regeneration path, to help encourage more and more farmers to make the transition to regenerative practices. And we emphasize the word transition, as we believe that that is where efforts should be focused. Let's not create a system that is made to live off of subsidies, but subsidies to change the system. If you enjoyed listening to this article, check out our other content on our What the Field blog and podcast series and Crowdfarming's Instagram page. Thanks for listening.